because your word has given us victory. We thank you because we excel in every circumstance. Says thanks be to God that caused us always to triumph in Christ Jesus. And you make us to make manifest the savour of your knowledge by us in every place. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Our mind is open tonight. We receive wisdom by your word. In the name of Jesus, we are changed tonight to that same image as by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Celebrate the King of Kings. Amen. Celebrate the King of Kings. Hallelujah to Jesus. You may be seated. Glory to God. Are you confident of this very thing? Are you sure? Tell your neighbor, I'm confident of this very thing. Say, I'm confident of this very thing. He that has begun a good work in me shall accomplish it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I'm not afraid of darkness because I'm the light of the world. I'm the city that is set upon the hill. I cannot be hidden. I can never be disadvantaged because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Therefore, I am confident of this very thing, that he that has begun a work in me shall accomplish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Wow. We're still looking at the audacity of faith, right? Glory to God. Now, until you understand that, according to scriptures, the Bible says that God is not your enemy. Now, that's so very important, that God is not the adversary. God is not against you. God is forever for you. Glory to God. The Bible says that if God be for us, who can be what? Against us. Only you understand that God is not against you, you will keep beating the wrong us. The Bible says that the devil is the adversary. God is not the author of sickness. God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of poverty. God does not want you sick. God does not want you poor. God does not want you broke. Whatever that is not consistent with the will of God for you in Christ Jesus, the Bible says is from who? The devil. Say it's from the devil. Say it's from the devil. So God is not the author of oppression. He's not the author of depression. But he's the author of life. Glory to God. He's the author of every good thing. You know, James says, every good and perfect gift cometh from God, from the Father of lights. It cometh from him. Glory to God. Sickness is not good. Cancer is not good. It's not of God. It cannot come from God. Can you say amen? Glory to God. And so, the Bible says that how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power. See, he went about doing good. It says, healing all of them that were what? Oppressed of what? The devil. For God was what? With him. So, if God is the author of sickness, then there will be no need for him to anoint Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. Do you agree with me? Because Jesus will be doing, in quotes, the work of God. But Jesus said, for this purpose, 1 John 3, 7 to 8, he says, the Son of God has been made manifest that he might destroy all of what? The works of what? The devil. Glory to God. Now turn your Bibles to 3 John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, I feel excited about God's word. I can imagine those that don't study the word. How do they live their life? How do they see? You know, the psalmist says, in your light will see light. How do they have revelation? How can they live 24 hours, 7 days a week without the revelation of God's word? How? You know, the psalmist says, he says, how can a young man cleanse his way? He says, a young man can only cleanse his way. He says, by taking heed to your word. He says, your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not what? Sin against you. But it says, a young man can only purify his way. He says, by taking heed to what? The word of God. Amen. Now look at 3 John, verse 2. Glory to God. Glory to God. You must pay attention to the word. Tell your neighbor, you must pay attention to the word of God. Say, you must pay attention to the word of God. Tell your neighbor, you must pay attention to the word of God. You know, a lot of Christians think they know the word of God. But in reality, they only spend so much time to defend their own belief. You know, most times, when you are born again, you are childlike with the word. When you just got born again, right? But as you grow older, you become wise in your own eyes. That is not really like that. Let's face reality. What can be more real than the word of God? What can be more real than the word of God? The Bible says, in him is life. And is the one that lighted every man that cometh into the world. Glory to God. Look at 3 John 2. Verse 2. Okay. Let's read together. Verse 2. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul what? Prospereth. Okay. I'm not sure you saw it. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest suffer poverty. Is that what it says? Are you sure? That thou mayest have so much lack. Is that what it says? No. It's like your translation is different. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest have poverty in abundance. Can you say amen? Can't say amen, right? Now, so let's read what it says. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as what? Thy soul what? Prospereth. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in what? Health, even as what? Thy soul what? Prospereth. Now, God's will for us in Christ Jesus is in verse 2. Forever. God's will for us in Christ Jesus is that we mayest what? Prosper and be in health, even as what? Our soul what? Prospereth. If we cannot be sure of God's will, if we cannot tell whether God wants us to prosper or be in health, then we cannot pray. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So, if you cannot say, okay, does God really want us to prosper? Or maybe God does not want us to prosper. Maybe sometimes he wants us to prosper. And maybe sometimes he wants us to fail. Then we'll be in confusion. Do you get? But the Bible says, verse 2, let's read together. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health, even as what? Thy soul what? Prospereth. Let's take it again. Verse 2. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as what? Thy soul prospereth. This is forever God's will for you in Christ. God's will for you in Christ is health. God's will for you in Christ is abundance. God's will for you in Christ is surplus. Supply without external support. That's God's will for you. God's will for you is not to be sick. God's will for you is not to be broke. It says, beloved, I wish above all things. So John the apostle was expressing the mind of the Spirit for the church. Now, for you to understand the scriptures, especially when you are dealing with a particular author, you must understand contextual study first. Then, if context does not give you the full meaning, then you must understand the style of the writer. Every writer of the scripture, they have a unique style of writing. Then you will now understand the overall theme of the Bible. Now, if you put contextual study, then you put the style of the writer, then the entire theme of the Bible. You know, the Bible has a message. Do you understand? The Bible is not about Moses. The Bible is not about David. The Bible is not about Job. The Bible is about a person. Glory to God. Are you following this? Now, the person of who? Jesus. Are you following? Now, when you study any book, after you've done contextual studies, that's read the verses before and the verses after, then sometimes you start from the beginning of the book, then you understand the style of the writer, then put those two within the entire context of the Bible, then you have your final meaning. For instance, when you look at the entire context of the Bible, you understand that prosperity is what? God's will. Are you following this? Because Jesus said in John 10, he said, the thief cometh what? To steal, to kill, and to what? Destroy. But it says, I have come that I might give what? Life. And to give life more what? Abundantly. Now, when you talk about life, you talk about things working, right? It's not death. Jesus told us, he says, I'm the resurrection and the life. Glory to God. Now, if you understand these three principles, then it will help you. Glory to God. Turn your Bibles to James. James. It's another unique writer. James. Glory to God. The audacity of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! I'm excited. He says, without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. Say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, the teachings of faith, they are not teachings that you can get in one service. No. Never. The teachings of faith are things that you need to listen over and what? Over again. I love what Martin Luther said. He said, every week I teach my people faith, because the next time they come back, they would have forgotten. Praise the Lord. He said, I teach them faith. I impart faith into their heart. Now look at James. James, glory to God. I'm going somewhere. Say, I'm going somewhere. So we're laying down the principles. Amen. James. Chapter 1. James. So amazing that James was not part of the original 12. But his name is recorded in the Bible. Amen. According to the election of what? Grace. Now James chapter 1, verse 2. Let's read verse 2 together. One, two, go. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse what? Temptation. Now, talk to me. How does the writer tells you to count it all joy when you fall into what? Diverse what? Temptation. Now, talk to me. What is joyful about temptation? What is joyful about temptation? What is joyful about you losing your job? What is joyful about your child being sick, that you cannot pay your rent? And James is saying, count it all what? Joy when you what? Fall into what? Diverse what? Trials or diverse temptation. So, what is joy about a temptation? It goes back to the first thing I said. Now, when you study a writer,
Especially when you read the prophets. The prophets, they wrote like a puzzle. A part of creation was shown to Moses. When Moses wrote Genesis 1, verse 2 did not happen the next day. I hope you know. Because before God, where they wrote, it was a timeless zone. And so to know what happened in verse 2, you've got to study Isaiah. You've got to study Ezekiel. You've got to what? Study Jeremiah. They were prophets that had other part of the puzzle. And you cannot put all the pictures what together. So, James said, let's read verse 2 together. One to go. Verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into what? Diverse what? Temptation. Now, if you read this, without reading in context, you will think God is a sadist. God is not a sadist. Glory to God. God is not pleased when you are going through unpleasant circumstance. The angels are not rejoicing in heaven. Glory to God. They say, wow, she's broke. We're happy. No, they are not happy. Now, look at that scripture again. Remove all the punctuation marks because they were not there before. Remove all in your mind. Glory to God. Are you seeing this? So I will remove all the punctuation mark. Then we'll take verse 2 and verse 3 together. So let's read verse 2 and 3 together. We will not stop. Are you following? One to go. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. So you are counting it all joy when you fall into diverse trials and temptation, because you know the predetermined outcome. I'll say that again. Your knowledge of the predetermined outcome, that is what causes you joy. Not the temptation that causes you joy. Let me explain this way. Now, if you knew, as the president of Nigeria, in your revelation, that in 2022, when, who is hosting the World Cup? I think United UAB, Qatar 2022. Now, in your revelation, you saw that in the final, 4 years ago before then, in your dream, the Lord Jesus appeared to you. And in that final, we won the match by 3-2. Jesus himself showed you. Amen. And it was Nigeria versus what? Brazil. You got it. You saw it 3-2. Then, in 2022 in Qatar, final match, larger stadium, 4 billion audience, cameras everywhere, tweeting everywhere. Then, second half, 60 minutes, they are leading us 2-0. Are you seeing this? They are leading us 2-0. Wow. 70 minutes, they are leading us 2-0. The Bible says, count it all. Or what? Joy. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. You know why? You have a predetermined outcome that has been shown to you. You have lost your job, but there's a predetermined outcome. Hallelujah. Let's read it again. Look at it. Glory to God. We have a predetermined outcome in Christ. Hallelujah. It says, thanks be to God that caused us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We have a predetermined outcome. So, let's read verse 2 and 3 together again. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. The word he used for count it, it means egiomai. What it means is that consider it a conclusive matter. You don't understand. That's what it means. That in your heart, in the history of your life, is a foregone conclusion. Is a settled reality. That's what it means. Faith is stirred in your heart when your gaze is constantly on the predetermined outcome. I'll say that again. Faith
is palpable in your heart, when your eyes of understanding is fixed on the predetermined outcome. So he says, you consider it as a conclusive matter. Glory to God. You consider it as a conclusive matter. I consider it as a conclusive matter. You applied for a job. The Bible says you should consider it as a conclusive what? Matter. Knowing this, that you have a favorable what? Outcome. Knowing this, that you have a predetermined what? Outcome. Now, notice who is responsible for the trials and temptation. Who? Not God, but who? The devil. Now, the reason why the devil is throwing temptations at you, because he's ignorant of the ability that you have in Christ. God knows the ability that he has given to you. Sometimes we don't know because of the circumstances we find ourselves. Sometimes we are ignorant of God's ability. And so God, by the Holy Ghost, tells us you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Your circumstance tells you otherwise. And so it says, count it all joy when you fall. That word fall is not a better rendering. You can put it as, count it all joy when you face. Right? When you face stiff opposition, knowing this. Hallelujah. See, if you don't come to the point of knowing, then you cannot count it all joy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When that woman lost her son, and she was going to meet the prophet, and the servant of the prophet saw her, he said, hope all is well. She said, all is well. You know why? She had a predetermined outcome. Knowing this. Let's read verse 2 and 3 together, so that it will stay. Right? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a predetermined outcome. It does not matter the circumstance of my life. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Whatsoever the Lord doeth. I'm like a watered garden. My life is blessed. Everything is working together for my good. Because I love God. I'm the called according to his purpose. 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. They will not come near me. With my eyes will I see the destruction upon the wicked. Because he that seated in the secret place of the Most High, the Bible says, he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, it's my refuge and my what? My fortress. In him will I put what? My trust. It says, with long life shall he what? Satisfy me. And he will show me his salvation. Let those scriptures, let them reside in your heart. Let them become your conviction. Let them become like fires in your bones. Glory to God. Let's read verse 2 and 3 and we'll go to the next thing. Glory to God. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. Audacity of faith. I have the answer. I cannot be confused in life. Never again. I have received the Holy Ghost. I know the will of God. The will of God for me is Christ. I have the abundance. I have supply. I cannot be barren. See, nobody is barren in Christ. The man in Christ cannot be barren. When you believe, you become fruitful. But you're saying, but I have passed the time of my menstruation. But hey, come on, Sarah. She had passed the time of menstruation and she gave birth. The Bible says, blessed is she that has believed. There shall be a performance according to that which were told her. Glory to God. He didn't say, blessed is she that is menstruating. No. It's the one that has believed. The one that has believed. He said, who had believed our reports? He said, to whom is the hand of the Lord revealed? For it shall sprout up like a fresh branch, and the treasure of the Lord will prosper in his hands. Have you believed? The Bible says, if you have believed, you have come into the rest of faith. I have believed. I'm a believer. I cannot go down. I cannot fail. No, 1,000 times. No, I cannot fail. Never. Never. I cannot be infected by disease. Cancer cannot stay in my body. No, diabetes cannot stay in my body. No, no. I carry in my body the marks of Christ. Carry it in my body. I count it all joy, because I know this, that the trying of my faith worketh patience. Glory to God. Look at Romans. Hallelujah. Are you following? Are you following? Hey, glory to God. The wisdom of God is in me. Ah, the life of God is in me. I have the wisdom of God. I cannot be stranded in life. No, I cannot. No, the eyes of my understanding has been enlightened. Hallelujah. We have come to rest. We have come to a worthy place. No, we have come to a worthy place. God has said he will not forsake us. Oh, glory. The anointing is everywhere. Oh, look at Romans 5. Look at Romans 5. Oh, let's teach some more. Hallelujah. Romans 5. Say, knowing this. Ha! Hey! A conclusive matter. Your marriage is a conclusive matter. Ha 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 ha! That scholarship is a conclusive matter. Hallelujah! It's a conclusive matter. Ah! They said your sister cannot marry. It's a conclusive matter. Hallelujah! A conclusive matter. Knowing this. Knowing this, a conclusive matter. Hallelujah. Let's talk to more in tongues. Shakata leketo selekotelema. It is time to change things in the Holy Ghost. It's time to change things in the Holy Ghost. It's time to change things in the Holy Ghost. Let's change it some more. Reketon de gebrena. Yeshande pre sokete. Loka pranamandes. The angels are everywhere. Cabre dos kelema. Rados kelamandes. Lekoto. You can turn it around. Leko selegada brom da gada baha. I count it all joy. Shande bre. Is a conclusive matter. Hey, shakata ladabaya. I have the word of God. Reketo, my marriage is a conclusive matter. Regedegeto sekata. Leko pranaman degedebre. Leko brene soda gabranamane. Leka bandele. The word of God. Le shanemane. Leko salama. Regeto skelede. We are changing things. We are changing things. We are changing things. We create fresh opportunities. Talk some more in tongues. See your predetermined outcome. For he crowns the year with goodness. Regede Rekabreda, Rekado Sekata, Leko Prekos, Leko Prokoto, Rekoton de Gabre, Rekoton de Gabro, Rekoton de Gabre, Leko Prodabo, Rekato, Lekato, 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 Rekato, Lekopro, Leso Preke, declare the counsel of God, declare the wisdom of God, count it out joy, count it out joy, Reko Sakata, Regado Sakata, Regadadadagarato, Lo Sekateya, glory to God. We count it our joy. Ah, shake it. We count it our joy. Oh, get stand. Get wide in the Holy Ghost. 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 Lengo Pradama Sekata. Is as far as your eyes can see. Is as far as your eyes can see. Is as far as your eyes can see. Endo do gote. Lega dega debrehea. Lego prene. Glory to God. We count it our joy. 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 We cannot go down. We cannot go down. We cannot go bankrupt. In Tala de Bres, Reggaeton Negade, we cannot go bankrupt. In Shagabre, Reggae de Legos. Glory to God. 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 Rekete. Rekete. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sekete la mane. Bende coprocotele bahaya. E predele cose. Bende pre sopra ne che prene. Venga pregadele sopra che. Venga pregadele tode. Bon greghe sopra che. Venga presso. 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 Che regadele pre. Regade pregadele tose. Reketele be, regade pregade, reketon de gabrede, regadele preso. Knowing this, knowing this, knowing this, knowing this, bonta capra, knowing this, knowing this, we have the Holy Ghost, we have the Word of God, reketen de gabrede, knowing this, e cabarede. Oh, glory. Keto sekata. Go sekata. Glory. This is praying by revelation. God ever. Sit down for a moment. Glory to God. Sit down for a moment. Hallelujah. Say, knowing this. You know, you started praying because you can see, right? That's called praying by revelation. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. He says, making request. When he said that, he was saying that you pray by revelation. He was saying that your request is by the revelation of the spirit. Because you can see, you cannot pray. Glory to God. Are you hearing me? You can see so you can pray. Now look at Romans 5. Let's go there. Let's see some more. Ah, knowing this. Glory. Romans 5. 3 verse 2. It says, by whom also we have access by faith. Let's read together. Into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Verse 3 and 4. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation always, knowing that tribulation worketh what? Patience. We don't just glory in tribulation. We glory in tribulation because we know that same word. Glory to God. It says, we glory in tribulation, knowing, say knowing, that tribulation worketh what? Patience. Now, patience is not just waiting passively without a ray of revelation, without a ray of light. No, you are patient, you are waiting upon the Lord because you know the predetermined outcome. You are consistent in your waiting. So, the psalmist says in Psalm 40,
He says, and I will wait patiently for the Lord. He said, the Lord has heard my cry. He said, he has brought me from the horrible pits. He has taken me from the miry clay. You know, clay means that your feet, they are stuck in a place of confusion. When you are in the clay, that means you are in a place where you cannot access certain benefits because you are not in confusion. But glory to God, it says he has brought you from the miry clay. He has established your feet upon the rock. He has set you on your going, and he has put a new song in your mouth. He says many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Glory to God. And so there's a new song in your mouth. It's a song of praise. It's a song of victory. It's a song of faith. It's a song of triumph. He said there's a shout of the king amongst us. The shout of victory. Glory to God. No wonder the psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Glory to God. He's keeping me. Glory to God. Hey, glory. I see him. The word is in me. I can face any circumstance of life. Because greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Turn your Bible to 1 John. Hey! The greater one lives in me. Ah! Hey! He said, he will preserve my going out and coming in. He said, from this time forth, even forevermore. Do you know what that means? Safety is guaranteed you. That means he preserves you. That means your life is now hid in Christ. Christ in God. So this time you have a superior revelation. The angel do not just need to just come to you. Now the Holy Ghost lives in you. And so he inspires you from inside. He shows you the way. Because he is the way. He says you shall hear a voice telling you, this is the way, walk ye in it. Blessed is she, blessed is he that has believed. Blessed is he that has believed. It's a new level of glory. Hey, it's a new level of glory. Blessed is he, blessed is he. Hey, my faith is producing for me. My faith is creating my reality. My faith has given me abundance. My faith is the victory that overcomes the world. I have the faith of God in me. Hey, sit down for a moment. Look at 1 John. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. I am born of God. I am born of God. I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I have extraordinary advantage. My head is exalted like that of the unicorn. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Glory to God. I have new experience. I have new realities. My realities are the realities of the Word of God. That's your reality. That's your reality. That's your reality. That's your reality. He said, I've not asked the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. He said, I'm not a man that I would lie. Neither am I the son of man that should repent. He said, have I said it? Will I not do it? Have I declared a thing? Will I bring it to pass? He said, the heavens and the heavens belong to the Lord. He said, the earth has he given to the sons of men. He has given you the earth. The earth is the Lord's. That's yours. That's your jurisdiction. You can put the devil to flight. The devil does not have authority again. In the old covenant, the Bible says in the book of Job that when the sons of God appeared, Satan appeared with them. But that is Old Testament revelation.
When Jesus died, when Jesus was buried, when Jesus resurrected, Satan lost the Adamic authority. And the Bible says that Jesus tested death for every man by the grace of God. Now we have access to the throne. The devil does not have access to the throne. And so he cannot accuse you before the Father, because you have an advocate. The Bible says that advocate is Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's the propitiation for our sins. Not for our sins alone, but the sins of the world. And so therefore, he says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find help in the time of need. That's where we are. He's saying to us, grace wherein we stand. Look at 1 John. Glory to God. We'll pray some more. Audacity. I need you to dare things in the Holy Ghost. Offer things in the Holy Ghost. Offer things in the Holy Ghost. Hey, koto toko preketos. Glory to God. Ah, look at 1 John 5:4. I need you to dare things in the Holy Ghost. We are a supernatural church. Hey! We're a supernatural church. Glory. Glory. Look at 1 John 5. Verse 4 and 5. If you read verse 4 and 5. Hey. Glory. Hey. See. The life that we have is superior to circumstance. And we have it in superabundance. We have it in enough quality and in enough quantity. And so we are like the river of God. We give life to wherever we go. He said there's a stream of God whose rivers makes glad. Now the river is in us. And you know, the Bible says, and Jesus was crying on the last day of the feast. It says, if any man is thirsty, let him come and drink. It says, as the scripture have said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now the river is in you. You are not going to Jordan again. The river is in you. It says, with joy you shall draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Tonight, there is joy of salvation. You can draw. You can draw. You can produce life. Darkness is gone. Hey! So, let's read this. Glory. Hey! 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 Glory! Glory! Hey! Hey! Are you seeing what I'm seeing? 1 John 5:4. Let's read together. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Hey! I have overcome the world. I have overcome sickness. I have overcome lack. I have overcome stagnation. Because, look at verse 5. Let's read verse 5 together. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Hey, that's the one that has overcome the world. The one that has believed that Jesus is the Son of God. Look at 1 John 4. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey. Nothing can be too late before God. Look at 1 John 4, verse 4. You know, before I go to 1 John 4:4, the Bible said in John 11, I never stopped being inspired by Jesus. And they called Jesus. They said, Lazarus, your friend, is dead. Then Jesus Christ said, don't worry. This sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. And the Bible said, Jesus got there and said, Martha, he said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believe in me, though he were dead, but because of me, he shall live again. He said, Master, I know that on the last day, he will rise again.
Jesus Christ said, no, I'm not talking about the last day. I'm saying today. To show you that they did not believe. Jesus said, where did they lay him? Let's go there, John. Ha! Yeah, kotoko prokotos. Hallelujah. I'm telling you about the audacity of faith. The audacity of faith means, in spite of staggering opposition, you put your stake on the word. The doctor said that you have 3 months to live. You said to the doctor, doctor, I do not believe your reports. The doctor said, nobody that have this can be pregnant. You said, no. They said, nobody that have this class of degree can be employed in this company. You say, no. We are not dealing with what God can do. We are dealing with the impossible things that men say he cannot do. Even the atheist knows that God can do what? All things. Look at John 11. Hey, are you there? Oh, glory to God. The greater one lives in me. He talks through me. He feeds through me. He hears through me. I'm his divine transmitter. Glory to God. Whenever God wants to heal the sick, he calls me. Hey, he calls me. He calls me. He sends me. I'm his hand worker. Whenever he wants to heal the sick, he calls me. Calls me. He calls me. He trusts me. Glory. Hey! For he said, I know Abraham, for he will instruct his children. Hey! Look at verse 4. John 11:4. Let's read John 11:4. It says, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Hey! He said, this sickness is not unto death. The result from the doctor is not unto death. No. The result from the HRO is not unto death. It's unto life. Because you have a life-giving spirit that can change every circumstance. The Bible says, if that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he says it shall vitalize your mortal body. That means the spirit of God shall influence everything that is around you. If that same spirit, if that same spirit, carry that report and say, if that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. Look at verse 25. Glory. Hallelujah. The anointing is everywhere. Look at verse 25. Let's do 25 and 26 together. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Hey! He said, he that believes in me, though he were dead, though the doctor said it's over, though they said it's cancer, he said, you shall live again. You are not living again in heaven, but yeah, you shall live again. You shall rise again. Because why? If that same spirit, why will you rise again? Because if that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, he said, shall give life to your mortal body. You are looking at the walls. The Bible says, it says, by my God, I have leaped over a wall. By my God, I have gone against the troop. You know what that means? By your God. By your God. You have surmounted impossible circumstance. Glory to God. Look at verse 39. Look at verse 39. Anything is possible. Say anything is possible. Say anything is possible. Look at verse 39. Then I'll give you the pidgin version. Let's read verse 39 together. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. It's like saying, Pastor, You want to pray for cancer? No, nah, no need. Don't you know that she has just 3 months to live? That was what Martha was telling Jesus. He said, Master, by this time, he stinketh. As if Jesus did not know. He said, by this time, he stinketh. Look at verse 40, let's read together. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Jesus ignored our excuses. The same way God will ignore your excuse tonight. The same way God is telling you, take your eyes off those circumstances. This was audacity at work. Who dares wake a dead man after 4 days? It has never happened before in history. The prophets, they brought back the dead to life, but they had not buried them. Jesus was going gradually in the anointing. The first time, he raised a guy that died immediately. The second time, he met the one that was going to be buried in Luke 7. This third time, they had already buried him. Are you seeing how Jesus Christ is progressing in the anointing? Look at verse 40. Let's read together. Jesus said unto her, said I, not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone. Let us together from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Now, notice 43 and 44. Jesus did not sweat. That's audacity. He called Lazarus as though, I say, Ike, come. He did not even say, Lazarus the dead, come. You know why? When life speaks, every other thing responds. Jesus does not have life. He is life. There's a difference. You cannot give God life. Anybody you can give something, the person is not the originator of that thing. He is life. That's why in John 5, it says, as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. The very life of God is in Jesus. And so he's co-equal with God. That's why in Hebrews 1, God called him God. You missed it. He didn't call him just, and he said, thou, O Lord, made the heavens and the earth. God was exhorting Jesus that I know what you did in creation. But for the suffering of man, you are to take on flesh. And you are to become sinful for a while so that you can suffer there. Look at 43 and 44. Let's read together. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. 44. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with great clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Glory to God. Loose him and let him what? Go. Tonight, as we rise, tonight, that same spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That same spirit. That is audacity at work to you. Release some missiles in the Holy Ghost. 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 Iegededeko sekete, leketo seketelema, regeto sekete, regeto seleketo, regededegeto silekede, leusopreke, lekete lekoproskea. I declare I have life of God in me. I declare I have the strength of God in me. In the name of Jesus. Say this with me. I declare I have the life of God in me.
I can never be disadvantaged, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. With long life has he satisfied me. I have his salvation. In the name of Jesus, I declare God is my help. I declare God is my source. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I recognize that my life is in Christ. Christ in God. Therefore, I cannot be destroyed. Therefore, I'm unkillable. Pray in other tongues in the name of Jesus. Go take her prayer now.